What will you make of this moment?
Welcome to Thriving the Future podcast, positive solutions to help you thrive. Homesteading, gardening, community, side hustles, and building skills.
In these tough times, you need community. You also need to focus on positive solutions. And one of the problems we have online is everything is gauged towards getting a dopamine response to get you to click, to get you to like, to get you engaged and keep you on the platform, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Instagram, whether it's whatever else. If you're looking for positive solutions, join our Telegram group, sign up for the newsletter. It's signup.thriveinthefuture.com. We share our wins and losses. We share what projects we're working on. It's signup.thriveinthefuture.com. Okay, folks, it's been a wild week. First, the assassination attempt on President Trump, and now we've got a cyber attack. Oh, wait, no, it was just a bad patch. So CloudStrike, a cybersecurity firm that provides software to scores of companies worldwide, says the problem occurred when it deployed a faulty update to computers running Microsoft Windows, noting that the issue behind the outage was not a security incident or cyber attack. So behind the scenes, actually, there's computers that are bricked worldwide, laptops, everything else. It's made worse by the fact that so many companies have moved to the point where they've offloaded their identity access management and their Microsoft Office is now online. It's M365. So all of those are connected via the internet. If one of those things goes down or the cloud goes down or whatever else, then you're down. And sure, they have SLAs, service level agreements, where they can't be down and for very long, but they go down. I've had Microsoft Cloud go down before. This has affected hospitals, airports, companies worldwide. And it just shows how fragile we really are. And then in addition to that, in September, they're going to have a cyber polygon exercise for cyber attack. The last time they had an exercise, if you recall, was in 2019 when they had an exercise on a pandemic, and then shortly thereafter, there was a pandemic. So what are you going to do with this moment? I've just talked about a bunch of stuff that you have no control over. You have zero control over. Let's get back to focusing on your circle of influence and your circle of concern, as well as your circle of control. None of that stuff you can really do anything about. So what can you do? Plant trees, cultivate gardens, raise livestock, and prepare mentally and spiritually. So we talked about this last week with Homestead Padre. What does prepare mentally and spiritually really mean? Back in COVID, March 16th, 2020, we were locked down. Everybody made a run for the store. I was well prepped. There was absolutely no reason to go to the store. Part of the problem with prepping is that it's never enough. You always have in the back of your mind, do I have enough? As well as, I wanted to see just, was it as bad as people were saying? I mean, I was actually sharing texts with my friends. Oh my gosh, this whole aisle is empty. Oh, this whole aisle is empty. And then we were sharing all this stuff and it became like a circus. It became going and watching the world burn. But that's not helping my mental state. In addition to that, we are so ingrained with the idea of prosperity. We are so ingrained with manifest destiny and God bless America that we almost don't feel that bad things can happen to us. And people weren't ready for the reality. The life that we live is less than 100 years old. 100 years ago, people were still having a lot of their children die either during childbirth or within the first 2 years. There wasn't any antibiotics. There wasn't anything. Oh, yeah, but we're so great now. We've developed all these things. This is one of the reasons why the boomers are so transhumanist, is because they were promised all this stuff in the 1950s and 60s. And now they're the ones that go running right off to the doctor at the moment's notice, and they're the ones that love big pharma. I know. I've got in-laws who do this. That's why 75% of the commercials on TV are for big pharma. This is why you also have to prepare spiritually. We've all seen the meme, strong men create good times create weak men. Weak men create bad times. Bad times create strong men. We're going into the bad times create strong men period of time. And yet somehow our culture doesn't think that applies to us. Remember, you are living a drama. You're living both a drama in your life. You're also living a cosmic drama as time marches on. If you're watching your life on TV, would it be interesting to you or would you change the channel? People love to watch dramas on TV where things happen, but at the same time, in our own lives, we feel like nothing should happen. Well, wait, I don't want that kind of trial. Plant trees, cultivate gardens, raise livestock, grow your own food, grow your local community, and focus on your circle of influence and your circle of concern. Because most of the stuff we're focusing on has nothing to do with us and there's nothing we can do about it. Focus on the stuff you can do something about it, your family, your life, your land, and make a difference. Because government's not going to be able to save you. We should be able to see that by now. Grow your local community, and that way you can grow food that your neighbor doesn't. You can trade and sell stuff that your neighbor may not have in a supply chain crisis. Focus on your circle of influence and your circle of concern. If you're a homesteader or you own your own land, you may see these ads for permaculture design training, a PDC, a permaculture design certificate. Unless you're going to be a designer and do this as a job or do this as a side hustle, there's really no need to go and get the certification. The certification is expensive. The class is 70 hours worth of stuff. People have to take a week off of work. If that doesn't fit for you, then I've got something for you. Permies, the Paul Wheaton outfit, has their PDC now available where you can watch all 70 hours worth of videos broken up into segments and into topics for a real cheap price. It's $50. You can watch all of it. So instead of worrying about taking time off or spending a whole bunch of money on a PDC, you can watch the videos to shore up the knowledge that you have that you need for your land. Perhaps you need some refreshers on water and how to capture water, how to do swales, how to do ponds, how to do earthworks. If so, this may be for you. Go and check it out. There's a link in the show notes. Take care. Thank you for listening to Thrive in the Future podcast. If you like what you hear, please click that like or subscribe button in your favorite podcast app. Follow us on Twitter at Thrive in the Fute and also go to thriveinthefuture.com. So if you like this content, and let's face it, this is positive solutions when everybody else is talking about everything negative. If you like this content, then shoot us a tip on Venmo or Cash App at Thrive in the Future, or go check out the stuff on our stuff page on thriveinthefuture.com/stuff. You'll help support the podcast and maybe a little less hysteria in your life. Take care, everybody.